All right, hello, welcome to the first ever episode of DBB Presents Yu-Gi-Oh! The Yu-Gi-Oh! Original Series review thingy we're doing every week, where we take five episodes and we go through them. Before we get into those first five episodes of Yu-Gi-Oh!, we must introduce ourselves, and with you today, my name is Enrique.
My name is Tristan.
Yes, so conceptually, the thoughts here are we are two people who watch Yu-Gi-Oh! As children. Correct, Tristan?
Correct.
Yes, and it's been a very long time since we watched the show, more than just a couple clips or episodes here or there. Have you the same sentiment as I am?
I rewatched the series a couple years ago, but it's
really?
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to rewatch it because, and I love the show anyways.
I haven't touched Yu-Gi-Oh! The original series probably all the way through since I was a tiny child, watching bits and pieces. I've watched bits and pieces of Duelist Kingdom relatively recently, a couple years ago, but nothing like what we're going to plan to do here, basically.
Fair enough.
You are only a Yu-Gi-Oh! Original guy, right?
Correct.
Okay. I dabbled. Well, I didn't dabble. I watched most of GX. GX was my shit. GX is excellent. And I watched part of 5Ds. Okay, so that's my Yu-Gi-Oh! Experience.
That's fair. I'll be honest with you. I saw that it wasn't the same people, and I got turned away. I didn't want to have anything to do with it.
That's your mistake, because GX is the world they built. GX is fire. I can't lie. They set up a real good world and universe, and they kind of made the Yu-Gi-Oh! Universe expand. But
and I'm here for it.
One day we might get there, depending on how long this segment lasts before we retire in general.
No kidding.
But we'll see, right? All right. Hopefully this catches fire. But, I mean, if not, this is just for fun. Because I think we both wanted to watch Yu-Gi-Oh! Again, just because.
I'm always down to watch Yu-Gi-Oh!
So, today will be the first five episodes. Oh, I'm watching the dub. Are you watching the dub?
Yeah, absolutely. I looked it up and then I realized it was the sub and I was like, I don't want to watch the sub. Granted, it might not have been a bad idea because I've only ever watched the dub. Maybe if I'd watched the sub, it would have been more interesting this time.
Sub is inarguably better. Like, this is one of the series where like the sub's better because the dub changes a lot of shit and actively edits the footage. And there's a specific moment that I'll bring up probably like next week.
Edits the footage, about, huh?
Yes, that is very, very obvious what they did to it because it's been a meme everywhere in the world.
Maybe I should maybe I should go to the sub.
I think for the sake of this, it'd be funnier if we just did the dub. So
I'm fine with that. I've only ever watched the dub, so I'm very familiar with it.
Because we might end up coming here and having two separate ideas of what happened in the story because that's how much they change it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, so. Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, but so let's get into it. So episode one, the classic, right? Mm-hmm. This is the one with Yugi battling Kaiba. Dude, a lot of shit happened in this super fast. I forgot the pacing of this series.
Bro, it's crazy. It's crazy pacing in this show.
It's so breakneck that some episodes I was like, they're giving me so much exposition, they're punching me in the head with it. And at some points, I'm like, damn, I still love it, though. Like, this is, if I were to watch this show now, I would fucking hate this part of Yu-Gi-Oh! Because they're just, like, ass-blasting you with non-stop exposition. Really, the first episode, they're trying to explain everything, but they're not explaining anything at all. They're like, yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is a card game. Or, like, you know, Duel Monsters is a card game. You know, we do this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Here's Kaiba. My name's Kaiba. Like, it's very just ass-blasting you.
Look at this cool hologram technology. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Dude, why does Yugi's grandpa stay getting his ass whipped?
Bro, like, oh, my gosh. Ooh, no, help me.
First two episodes, bro gets clapped instantaneously. It is out of the series. For like, I feel like he's out of the series for like 30 episodes.
It's like 40 episodes. I'm not going to lie to you.
Why'd they do Gramps like that, man?
Character development for Yugi.
Ooh.
I think.
The funniest part about Yu-Gi-Oh! Is that Yugi's absolutely probably bottom tier character. Agreed? Or what?
It depends. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, it depends on how many people you're comparing him to.
He's not Kaiba.
Well, no, Kaiba's legit.
I'll put that out there right now.
But he's not
Yugi guy or Kaiba guy.
I'm a Kaiba. That's interesting because as a child, of course,
I'm taking away Yami. Yugi doesn't get Yami.
Well, obviously, then it's Kaiba. Like as a kid, I'm a Yugi. As a kid, I was a Yugi guy because like, oh, it's the good guy. Kaiba's the bad guy. Now I get older and I think about all of the different parts of it. I'm like, well, obviously, I'm a Kaiba guy. That dude absolutely fucking rules.
Nah, bro. Look, ever since I've been a kid, I've always been the anti-hero guy. I watched Dragon Ball. I was a Vegeta guy over Goku.
Of course you were.
I watched Naruto. I'm a Sasuke over Naruto guy. I watched Yu-Gi-Oh. I'm a Kaiba over Yugi guy. Like, this is me. I always love a good anti-hero. I'm not the biggest fan of, like, the hero protagonist. When I play Devil May Cry, I'm a Virgil guy instead of a Dante.
I mean, in fairness.
I love Dante. I love them both.
In fairness, Yugi is not that great of a character.
No, he's very milquetoast.
At least
Yugi straight up is boring as fuck.
You know what? I'd still rather him over Taya.
There's some shit I looked up about Taya. I was like, I don't even remember this from the original series. I'm gonna have to relive that. But yeah,
I may not know what you're talking about. But
I don't want to bring it up because we're going to inevitably get to it. But also, I want to bring up Kaiba or Joey. Yeah, see, that's hard. That's like the top two of the show.
Kaiba's a better character, but I love Joey Wheeler.
Wheeler. I'm of the opposite ilk. I think that Joey's a better character because he actually goes through development. Kaiba just kind of Kaiba.
I see.
But I prefer Kaiba still.
Interesting.
It's close, though. It's a good fight. It's a 12-round split decision for those two guys. I love Joey is so fucking dope. He's so funny that he's like the better character of Yugi and him, but he just gets significantly less screen time in the show.
It's a bummer. They don't ever, I'm spoiling this right now. They don't ever let my namesake do nothing cool.
He is weak as a bitch. I can't lie. And his dub voice actor is Garbo. They disrespected the shit out of Tristan. Like they really don't like him.
I don't mind his dub voice actor. Like the dub, I think the voices are all plenty
Come
fine,
on, bro.
Until way
there,
later,
there's some ass voices in this fucking show.
No, it's all right.
Tristan sounds low key handicapped, like he has a learning
Come
disability
on,
or something.
Dude, why?
He sounds like he has a learning disability. Let's go, guys. Let's go, Taya. Like, come on, dude. That low key sounds like he's dyslexic or something.
They're just trying to make him sound like a dunce, which he is.
But they didn't have to do him like that, though.
Bro, he's fine.
That's an offensive voice.
What? Why? That's crazy. It's fine. I just wish that his character was better in this show.
All right, so we went on that detour. So episode one. speed run the episode, basically. Yugi is teaching Joey dual monsters. He goes to his Gramps, who runs a card shop. Gramps is like, yo, I got this card that I got from my homie. They don't ever explain which homie he got that from, do they?
I think they do.
Oh, wow, really? I just must not remember at all.
It's either one specific person or they don't explain it at all. I think they explained it because of what they talk about and how they know each other.
Perfect. So then Kaiba busts in here. Oh, I knew you had a blue eyes motherfucker. And he's like, yeah. He's like, how much you want for it? You want the money? You want the cards? You want $1 billion? What you want, old man? He says, nothing. Because this is from my friend. And Kaiba says, friends? Friends? I don't do that shit. What? This is like Ghoul Kaiba, though. Like, this is like the worst version of Kaiba.
This is crazy Kaiba right here.
Thank God Ghoul Kaiba's only in here for like an episode.
Super duper demon time, bro.
And yeah, he comes back to the jump of Gramps. He sends his hit squad. They come and light Gramps up in his own.
Mr. Kaiba would like to talk to you.
Bro, they light him up in his own card shop. That is ridiculous. they jump him and light him up. And then they're like, I'm going to teach him a lesson. I'm going to duel him. And then Kaiba whips his monkey ass. And he's like, all right, give me that. Rip in half. Fuck you. Bye. And then Yugi's like, I got this. I'm going to go in there and fight him. And Yugi just didn't know the fucking deck he brought. He just brought whatever.
No, it was his grandpa's deck.
That's what he didn't know the deck, though. Like, he went in there and was like, oh, shit. I don't know what these cards do.
Yeah, pretty much.
And this is early Yu-Gi-Oh! Where they just didn't give a fuck about the rules and they're just making shit up as they go.
Well, they hadn't made any rules yet. There was no actual card game yet, really.
I'm pretty sure by that point in real life there was a game at that point. And I think they just didn't necessarily follow the rules of the show. Is there they're like, fuck it, you could just summon monsters every turn and attack the same turn.
Okay, I mean when the show, play
this card, that card.
Excusing the dub, when the show first came out, there was no card game.
How you know?
I'm pretty confident. You know what? We'll keep talking about this. I'll do the research.
We could come back to it later, but I'm pretty sure, because remember, this is the second series technically, because they had Yu-Gi-Oh! 98. I don't know, did this or Yu-Gi-Oh! 98 come out first? I think this came out second to 98, because 98 followed like the original manga plan, whatever, or did some other shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so this the game might have already been in effect, because I think they're trying to cash in already.
Because
I believe once the manga hit Duel Monsters, they realized people really liked that concept, because Yu-Gi-Oh! Originally was going to be like a different game kind of thing every like arc or section.
Okay.
And that's where like the King of Games shit came from.
Mm-hmm.
But then they revised it into like, oh, this Duel Monster shit is selling, let's just focus on that. And then they tried to do it, shift it back when they did like, you know, Dungeon Dice, and that shit didn't fly. So they were like, fuck it, we're just gonna stick with Duel Monsters for the entire 37 individual series we have of Yu-Gi-Oh! Shout out to Zexal, Arc V, and all these other dumb shits that are going on now with like Pendulum Sun. I don't even know how it works, man. What happened to just tribute summoning, dog? So, yes. Yugi goes to battle battle Kaiba. And the battle just proceeds to do some shit. They have the iconic Swords Revealing Light pop off. Yep. We got the iconic Blue Eyes White Dragon. And then Yugi busts out. Did he bust out Summon Skull in this fight? I don't know if he did, but I know he busted out Dark Magician for sure.
Dark Magician. I think he did bust out the Summon Skull in this fight.
And then he said, fuck it, I got Exodia.
No, my bad. Summon Skull did not pop out in this fight. That was in the next episode.
And he pulled out Exodia, and he said, Exodia, obliterate! And he just fucking ended Kaiba's whole shit. Because, you know, Exodia's busted as fuck in real life and in the game, and it's banned everywhere.
Exactly.
All you gotta do is get the 5 hit cards in your hand, and you just flip them, like, game over.
Okay.
What's up?
So the original, let's see, the card game started appearing in, like, 1999.
Okay.
Yu-Gi-Oh! The manga was in 96.
And what about the anime?
Television series was 98.
And that's the first one. That's not Duel Monsters. That's the first one.
Duel Monsters was 2000 to 2004.
I told you. The game was already a thing by then. They just kind of were like, fuck it, whatever. They did whatever fit the narrative. Or someone will correct us and say otherwise.
Something like that.
Yeah, and then he mind rapes Kaiba for some reason.
That was crazy.
I don't know. He doesn't really use that after that.
Really. He does in a couple different situations.
Sporadically.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't like spam it or nothing.
But it's kind of crazy that you can do that and just mind rape people and crush the evil inside of them.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, and then we get heavy pedo vibes. Pegasus shows up.
Yeah, Pegasus.
We know what Pegasus. We know what time it is. It's okay. We don't have to say it. That was, you know, the first episode, I gotta admit, kind of ass. A lot going on. It's really just a pilot episode for the series.
Hey, yeah, so it's just a pilot. Like, it is what it is. It's not that. I'm not worried about it.
Yep. And then here goes Yu-Gi-Oh! With that crazy ass blasting of exposition and lore in episode 2. Because they're like, Millennium Items, by the way, there's like 7 of them, and Pegasus has one. And it's like, oh, okay. I don't know what you said, but yeah, that's fine. They're both gold and look some sort of Egyptian.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then Gramps gets taken to the Shadow Realm.
I love using the Shadow Realm for meme purposes.
Bro, the Shadow Realm has eclipsed Yu-Gi-Oh! Now. People like UFC, like MMA fans, will use Shadow Realm, and I don't think like 30%, at least 6% don't know what that means.
No, it's actually no kind way of impressive. Do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just so it's so amazing how Shadow Realm has become such an accepted term because most kids watch Yu-Gi-Oh! To some extent.
Exactly.
But yeah, episode two is really just introducing Pegasus, and Pegasus is... He's Pegasus.
He's a weirdo.
That's like the best, that's the best way to describe it. Yeah, and that kind of... This is the setup for Duelist Kingdom.
Which is fine.
Yes. It's a good arc. I think Yu-Gi-Oh! Even at this point, still is not necessarily trying to... They're not trying to really have a set storyline other than Yugi save Grandpa. But later on, I feel like they really start to pick up, like, oh, we can actually write with this. And eventually gets to the point where it's not terrible storylines going on like it is right at the beginning. Hopefully the voice acting picks up too.
Dude, again, I have no problems with the voice acting.
I think that's your nostalgia talking.
I was watching all week, and I had no problems.
Again, that's just called nostalgia, because you've already seen it. So when you see it again, you're just going to connect back to your old memories. Not the, like, if we were to show this to someone, they'd be like, dog, this voice acting's Cheeks. Four Kids was notorious for Cheeks voice acting. They fucked up a lot of TV shows, by the way. That's the tough. Only one they still actively make is Yu-Gi-Oh! They're the people, bro. They didn't even finish GX. They dubbed like four seasons of GX or three seasons of GX, and they didn't dub the fourth season and just moved on because they were like, fuck it, 5Ds is already out. Just go straight to 5Ds. So the last season of GX is not even subbed, and you have to watch it, or not even dubbed, you have to watch it subbed.
Hmm.
Fucking hate Four Kids. Episode 3, Joey exposition dumps us, and he gets my favorite meme of all time from Yu-Gi-Oh!, which is, I gotta do this for Serenity. Anytime Joey does anything, he reminds you, this is for Serenity. I gotta do something to save Serenity's eyes. Like, Joey, I watched the episode. You don't gotta tell me every 3 minutes about how you need to win this duel against whoever you're battling right now. Because if not, Serenity's going fucking blind. And that video he got from Serenity was super fucking hilarious because, again, it was exposition dumps. Yes, my brother Joey, isn't it crazy how I haven't seen you since I was taken by our mother and I haven't seen you? Oh, man, that's crazy, though, because I'm going blind, and I wanted to see you before I go blind, but I guess I can't see you before I go blind. All right, Joey, love you. Bye. Why did she not just call him? Why did Joey just not visit her? I don't know if that's a dub-ism, like, if they just, you know, botched that and changed it in the dub, and she was going to die instead of go blind or something, but... I'm so confused about the whole video and setup and everything like that. It's kind of ridiculous, not gonna lie. Because they have phones. Let's be honest, they have phones. You have holographic technology. You could have called or took a train or done something to see your sister, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking terrible-ass brother. Fucking motherfucker. Oh, Serenity, no. But, I mean, the acting was terrible in that Serenity scene with Joey and her. It was just like... peak dog shit.
I mean, I suppose.
There's no supposing. It was peak, like, just corny acting. But, hey, Joey picks it up.
Okay.
Can't hate on young Joey. By the time we get later in the series, Joey is him.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah, and then so they're on the yacht. We get My Valentine introduced.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Joey hits a line that it's come straight out of my vocabulary. Where Mai says, I'll crush you. And then Joey says, please crush me. And I'm like, yeah, that's my dog. That came out in the 2000s. That's insane, bro. Shout out Joey. Joey was a man before men were men.
You telling me that you didn't feel some sort of way about Mai Valentine when you first saw the show?
Nah, not really.
You just hate her.
Nah, she was trying too hard, bro.
Well, obviously.
She was whack as a bitch.
Okay.
Raptor, though. Raptor was feeling some kind of way.
Rex Raptor, bro. He thought he was really going to go crazy.
He said, come to my hotel room. And she's like, oh. I don't even know why he entertained her when she said we should duel. What the fuck are we doing, Raptor? Oh, yeah, we should do a practice duel. No, you should suck some. What are we talking about? Like, hello? What you talking about we should duel? You stupid? Bitch, you're in my hotel.
I'm pretty sure he's hotel like lobby. 13.
What were they going to do in the hotel room anyways?
I don't know, man. He thought he was going to get a smooch or something.
You are not worried about no kisses at 13, bro.
What? You on crack. Continue, though.
I'm just telling the truth. Neither was I.
Well, I know you weren't.
Shit. Don't hate on me because I tell the truth.
I'm not saying you're not telling the truth. I'm just saying, you know, your priorities were different.
Yeah, and so then Yugi gives Joey Time Wizard, which was like, yeah, Time Wizard.
We gave him Time Wizard after the fact.
Yeah, well, he gave it before he got his shit eaten into the ocean.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Weevil comes in. Yo, let me see that. That's tight, bro. Is that Exodia right there, bro? That's what's up. Whoop, fuck you, bitch.
That shit is crazy. Are you kidding
me? He's such a gullible little bastard. That's why he's not my favorite character. Joey tried to be a homie and save it. He did a good job. He just choked because he got started drowning.
Well, he literally was choking. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, if he didn't drown, he could have saved, like, a majority of those cards. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. And then we go into Duel's Kingdom. Where does Yugi get the rest of his cards? Did I just miss that?
I think he had. I mean, his grandpa owns a card shop. I think he.
But he was on the yacht by then. He got a bunch of his shit thrown off. Did he only get, like, Exodia thrown off?
It was just Exodia.
But he got something else, too, because he had to get back one of the cards. He got, like, Dark Magician or something back.
No, just Exodia.
All right. I could have sworn I heard him say, well, I got this one at least. Like, he got something.
I don't know. He still had Dark Magician, but.
Yes. Episode 4, we get a Bakura tease, because Bakura's creeping around the woods doing some Bakura shit. Is that
Bakura from school?
Yeah. Is that Bakura from school? Bakura's in the woods like, no.
From school, Bakura?
I wish Bakura would have screamed back, no.
Is that the same Bakura that goes to our school, you guys?
No, that's my cousin. That would have been fucking hilarious.
Oh, man.
Nah, I'm an owl. Ooh. That would have been some Yu-Gi-Oh-ass dialogue if that happened.
No. It's Ghost Bakura.
No, don't spoil Ghost Bakura, bro. What the hell?
What?
Well, I mean, Ghost Bakura, Evil Bakura, Yami Bakura, whatever you want to call him.
Yami Bakura? What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, Yami's like a general term. It's not really like a name. But, yeah. Weevil then decides, fuck you, Yugi. I'm beating your ass because you got no cards. We fighting in the jungle. And he starts doing a bunch of B shit. This leads to a two-parter, which continues into episode 5. Mm-hmm. Yugi was getting his ass busted. They still don't give a fuck about the rule because they're trying to do some like type effectiveness as if it was Pokemon. Talking about, oh, I hit you with poison, so you lose life points. Or your dude's losing attack points rapidly. I'm like, that's just not how Yu-Gi-Oh! Works, but okay.
It's not, bro. And they were like, oh, well, this dude's a flying type and this dude's a ground type, so he can't hit me. No.
That was later. But yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they were just doing, like, weird shit with the dueling rules. I don't know when it balances out to where, you know, it gets consistent with the rulings.
Oh, it's not here. It's Battle City.
They don't get consistent until Battle City?
Pretty sure.
Wow. That's impressive. And then Yugi just says, fuck you, and does some Yugi shit, and he does Heart of the Cards, which is a.k.a. plot device, go fuck yourself, which is great.
Like, plot I can't device, they built go fuck in, yourself?
Yeah, they actively built in, like, plot armor for Yugi. Like, they just call it the Heart of the Cards. It's like, all right, we're back into a corner for Yugi to win this. How are we going to win? Stupid. We have RNG built into the goddamn TV show. Heart of the Cards. Oh, I just pulled a level 14 Exodia. I can summon right here.
I got the one card that I needed.
Yeah, out of 42 cards.
I don't know if you've
Their heard. Decks never get tiny either. Like, it's they always, don't. Like, full.
I don't know if you've ever heard this. Maybe you were the one who told me, or maybe someone else told me, that's what the Millennium Puzzle does, though. Like, it just lets him pull
I did not whatever. Tell you that.
It just someone was telling me that the Millennium Puzzle lets him pull whatever card he needs when he really
That
needs
sounds
it.
Cute until Joey starts doing it.
But it's always when Yami's around, not when Yugi's around.
That's bullshit.
It's not.
That's actively bullshit. If he's just in the presence. Let's talk about how ignorant Yugi is. Yugi found this big-ass puzzle and decided to make it into a goddamn chain.
That's awesome.
Yugi must be, like, part black. Like, he's like, oh, shit, this is a cool puzzle. Well, I could carry it around. I could put it in a bag, put it in a box. Bitch, I'm going to put a chain on this. Let it go. He started walking around. He said, do your chain hang low?
I was about to say something extra ignorant. I chose not to. But do your chain hang low is crazy for Yugi Moto, dude. What the
hell? His hair is crazy, too. That shit tight. That look at Emps. Like, look some fucking Jeremy Sulk Chan ass hair. If he could grow his hair out, that motherfucker would get the goddamn Yu-Gi-Oh hair.
He got the Dennis Rodman black, and then he got the blonde bangs.
Man, yeah, it's absolutely insane. This was a grid trip down memory lane, though, I can't lie. The first five, we picked actually a good spot to end because it's right after he beats Weevil. It kind of wraps up, and they start Weevil's
monkey ass right there.
Yeah, so that's a good spot to kind of close out the first episode of Yu-Gi-Oh. I enjoyed it. How did you like it? Did you like reliving this? This is kind of the worst section for you?
I do like reliving this. This is one of my favorite sections, personally.
No, I don't mean Doors Kingdom. I mean the first five.
Oh, the first five is... I guess the first five is kind of whatever. Because it's just... Because, yeah, I had those moments where I was like, oh, yeah, there's no rules to this shit.
No, I absolutely remember that because I was like, this is one of my common complaints about, like, how can they do that? That's how I thought you played Yu-Gi-Oh! As a kid, so I just started just slamming shit on the table. I was like, Blue Eyes, Summon Skull, Monster Reborn, Swords Revealing Light. Like, I would just keep doing shit.
See, I think when I first started, like, actually playing the game, it was like, I would mostly base it off of Battle City or whatever. I don't fully remember. But, yeah. No, I enjoy this very much so.
I have a dual disc still, actively.
I don't remember if I have mine or not, but it don't fit.
I don't have the Battle... I wanted the Battle City one. I couldn't get the Battle City one. I have the... Millennium Eye one, like the gray one.
What? I have the dark gold disc, bro.
I'll show you. Is that the one that has like the Millennium Eye on it, basically?
I have no idea. It's the blue one.
Is it like
blue? Two different shades of blue. It looked like a spike.
I think that might be the one I have as well.
I think I still have
the Battle City one. Which I didn't get the Battle City one because those were sold out everywhere. I was fucking
pissed. The Sib had a Battle City one.
Fucking lucky. God damn it.
I don't know. We might still have those somewhere. I couldn't tell you for sure.
Yep. But, I mean, this is set up. I think the next section where Duelist Kingdom really starts gets going picks up significantly in story department and battle. The battle writing, because I feel like some of these battles kind of drug on and just were kind of like bleh. But I think they do actually pick up and you start to get some intensity in the battles in the next couple episodes.
I agree with some of that. Some of it, and I'll talk about this in the next one as well. Some of them just... They just zip by. It's like you did a million things that fast. That doesn't, like, you're not setting anything up at all, really. And it's wild. But
Yu-Gi-Oh! Absolutely has pacing issues. I don't know if it continues. I can't remember if it continues throughout the series. But at this point,
I don't think it continues. I think it gets better by the end of Duelist Kingdom.
But at this point, it's very, very fucking bad. Like, it's either 100, like 100 to 200 speed or 0 to 12. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, it's either their exposition dumping you. And it's 100 miles an hour, or they're doing something that's like super, super, super slow.
Yeah.
And I think it does find a balance, or else people wouldn't enjoy you as much as they do. But we'll have to see as we go along. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, indeed, indeed.
But yeah, man, everything was great. Had a good time watching this.
I sure did.
You can catch us back here next week. We'll review episodes 6 through 10 of Yu-Gi-Oh! On the show called Yu-Gi-Oh! You like that. You like that, don't you? But yeah, I'm going to remind you guys that with you today, my name was the King of Dungeon Dice, Enrique.
This dude said Dungeon Dice. I'm the Tristan not Wheeler and not super bad dub voice.
Fair. And you can catch us back here next week on Yu-Gi-Oh!